Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs, I went down a wormhole last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the wormhole of Primus drum audition submissions.
Okay, that's weird that you even did that, because I recently went down that wormhole and I almost went down it again yesterday after I saw Primus's statement about the drummer search. Okay, so tell me about it.
So the guy that I want so far,
okay,
is Rory Andrew Dolan.
What is that? American Idol?
For two people. Is that the guy that's in the Les Claypool?
LaSpecial.
Yes. I watched him too, and I liked him as well.
Oh my God.
This is so weird. I haven't cared about Primus in probably 30 years.
Did you call in and vote for him to make sure you got here?
No, Danny.
He turned his chair around.
I went on the app and I clicked a button. Oh, get with it. It's almost 2025. We don't call anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I don't want to count out our very own Steve Miggs. And so I had a thought for you tonight.
That would be the worst decision that they've ever made.
Tonight, when we go to band practice with the KISW New Originals, I was wondering,
let's do it.
Let's just film a little audition video upload it to YouTube.
Yes.
I think they're using the hashtag like Primus Drum Auditions or something like that. We'll get you a little sizzle reel.
Frizzle fry reel? Dude, it's so funny you bring that up because the band put up a statement and said, hey, look, we don't want a wannabe Primus drummer. Like, do not just, like, play the song exactly how it was played before. We want to... Every drummer we've ever had in our band brought their own unique touch to the group. We've had three different drummers, and the next drummer is not going to be a carbon copy of one of the other drummers.
Yeah.
And it's so funny you said that. I'm like, wouldn't it be hilarious if I recorded a video of me doing a Primus song, but just piss poor? And that's not even me, like, trying to be bad. Like, me just trying to do a Primus song, it will be piss poor.
Just regular mix.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go on the internet and deal with that backlash.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait for those comments.
See, I'm actually, my fingers are crossed for our buddy Will Andrews, who's a great local drummer.
Yes!
He put his hat into the mix as well, and I think he'd be fantastic for it because he is unique and he is different and he's a great drummer. He plays with the Walking Papers.
Yeah, he's a beast.
10 Miles Wide. He's played with a lot of other bands. He's just an incredible drummer.
Well, if it's not him or Rory Andrew Dolan, it's going to be Steve Miggs. I can just feel it in my bones.
That is so weird that both of us went down a Primus wormhole. I mean, it makes sense for you.
I don't know if I feel like happy for you guys or pity for you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Why don't we have all of us audition to be Primus's drummer?
Oh my God. Okay, deal.
I could bring in an electronic drum set and we could do it here. Yeah.
Yes. I like to play.
Why don't I volunteer to do something that requires effort? Thing is like tucked away in the back of my garage.
I can see it. I can see it coming together. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. To be honest, I've seen some incredible drummers try out for Primus. It's been a lot of fun to watch the search.
Brad came home and I was just watching videos on my phone. He's like, what are you listening to? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just really good drummers.
Because Do you know what song this is then?
That's Jerry Was a Race Car.
Yeah!
Driver.
See?
No, Steve, it wasn't that good. Taryn is just good at guessing, okay?
I don't need that kind of hate from the left of me.
I thought it was good. I think you put that on your frizzle fry reel.
Thank you, I will. Hey, that's some good Primus jokes going on this morning. It's also National App Day. If you had to pick one app, it's probably the Primus app, right?
That's the Odyssey app, obviously, where you can leave a voice message, you can stream to your heart's content, you can tap that app.
I'm glad you thought about that, because I was trying to think of, like, what app would I go with, and that was not even one that popped into my mind. I think I was leaning towards YouTube, because that seems to be where I spend most of my time, is on YouTube.
It's a good choice.
Dan, you had to pick one app to use today on National App Day. What are you going with?
Of course, Instagram. Where else am I going to post my selfies?
That's true.
Thank you.
And Sarah, it's probably Instagram, too, because of all of your stories.
It is, even though I probably should sometimes not be on Instagram with some of the things I post.
Your stories are like the world's worst reality show that I can't get enough of.
But then sometimes I post them on my feed to last forever, which is not a good thing.
No.
The internet never forgets.
Nope.
Then yesterday I should have put my phone down because I was about ready to go to bed. I'm like, oh, the Kraken are going into overtime. I don't want to go to bed just yet. You know what? I'll brush my teeth. I'll put it up on my phone, watch it on the app. I shouldn't have done that. They ended up losing in overtime, losing in the shootout. It was a really good game against the defending Stanley Cup champs, the Florida Panthers. They ended up losing 2-1 in the shootout. Sergei Bobrovsky, he just made some big saves in the shootout. And Joey DeCord had a great game, but unfortunately they did not win. Up next for them, they're at home tomorrow night against the Bruins.
Let's go, Kraken. Two jewelry thieves were arrested after a dramatic escape attempt involving both a car crash and a leaky rowboat. So they started off
by
a leaky rowboat.
There's
they stole $11,000 worth of jewelry. They fled in an SUV. They crashed that SUV near Port Gamble and then tried to escape across Port Gamble Bay in a rowboat that was leaking. Deputies ended up arresting them after they were forced to swim to shore, but we still don't know if the stolen jewelry was recovered or not.
I do have to ask them, do you think that the deputies were watching this and are just like, let's just see how this unfolds. We don't need to actually chase it. We don't need to get into a boat. At some point, this rowboat is going to sink.
So awesome.
Speaking of awesome, I might recommend everyone to go onto their app, the Instagram app. Check out at Taco Time NW, Taco Time's Instagram page, because they posted a video that was just epic to watch. They're trying to get the word out about a thief that broke in through the drive-thru window at one of their Seattle locations and stole some stuff. What did he steal? Bottles of hot sauce. Not just one bottle, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, 7 bottles of their hot sauce. And they put up a caption that says, when that hot sauce craving hits, the results can be criminal. While we can't endorse this thief's bad behavior, we have to admire his good taste.
It makes a great stocking stuffer.
Are you watching it right now?
Yes, he's like using his cane or something to reach for all the bottles.
Honestly, though, how excited were you guys when you found out that Taco Time was going to be selling their hot sauce in bottles? I was fired up.
I didn't know. I didn't even know until yesterday. So this was like the best commercial for their... I mean, I know that they don't want a thief doing that kind of stuff, but it is comical watching this guy trying to get the hot sauce bottles.
And then he shut the window afterwards, and Taco Time wrote, thanks for shutting the window on the way out.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 48 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMV is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub, and that's what's up.
Over the weekend, something happened to our boy Danny V that nearly brought him to tears and made his guyliner run down his
cheeks.
How's
this news? He always is brought to tears.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a bigger story if he wasn't brought to tears.
So what
our
happened?
Primus talk almost brought him to tears.
Yeah, it did.
Danny's going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Over the weekend, our boy Danny V was in probably what I would say is the happiest place on earth outside of Disneyland.
It might be happier.
It might, or, actually.
Or sadder.
I was going to say the saddest place on earth, guys. Get it right. That's bad.
You went to the 10-year anniversary of Emo Night.
Yeah, in Los Angeles. It was insane. It was Emo Mecca.
So, like, so I know you DJ here in Seattle,
sure,
Portland, and Spokane. You'll, on select weekends, you DJ these emo nights. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, like, a local thing. This is a full-on big production that goes around all across the entire country.
Yeah, I think there's something like 35, 37 reps across the country that do their own emo nights in every single, you know, city, pretty much. Every big city. And this was, but it all started in Los Angeles 10 years ago when they were, you know, there was just two guys that kind of put it together and realized that there was a whole culture there. So there was 10 year celebration of them starting Emo Night.
And so they had a big party and it was just bonkers.
It was an entire weekend, Steve. It was Emo Night weekend. So Friday night, they had the Emo Night that was brought back to the original place that they did it at, called the Echoplex. And that was kind of like your normal run-of-the-mill Emo Night where it's like they had a stage, people dancing, whatnot. But they also had like a live band room, which was really cool. Your band, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, was the surprise guest that night.
Nice. Push you around. I know the words.
Also, the first silent disco I've ever been at.
Where those are weird.
Those are so fun.
It was so cool. And they had dueling DJs. So depending on what headphones you had, you could like change them to like which DJ you wanted to listen to.
If you don't know what a silent disco, first time I ever went to a silent disco, it wasn't intentional. It was at Summer Meltdown, one of the festivals that Tara and I would go to in the summer. And I remember I was not sober.
Sure.
And I'm walking by and everyone's dancing, but there's no music. And right. I'm like, whoa, did somebody slip drugs in my drink? Like, what is going on right now? And then I realized everyone had headphones on and everyone's just listening to the music, dancing together.
Together, yep.
But it's completely quiet to anyone who doesn't have headphones on.
They look so stupid.
Oh, Sarah, don't knock it until you try it.
You would have been vibing, Sarah.
Just have a DJ playing the music out loud for everyone to hear.
Well, they couldn't because of noise ordinances. However,
it's stupid but kind of cool.
It was so dumb.
And it was so funny because, like, you say it was silent. Emo Night was not silent. Everyone was like getting in circles and singing the lyrics together with the headphones on. So just terrible singing by everyone around dancing.
I'm afraid of doing those silent discos because I feel like when I dance, I might make grunting sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Not intentionally. Like, yeah. Huh. And then if somebody walks by without the headphones on, they're like, yo, call the cops. This guy's creepy.
Right. And then, yeah, and then I got to do DJ a set that night, which was actually kind of cool. I mean, it was a super, super short one, but it was a lot of fun.
Were there any like celebrities there while like you, because it's in LA and obviously emo music is the emo nights are very popular there.
The guys from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus were all watching our set and it was kind of like, but that was the only one that I met.
Did you play that song and say, this is my friend Steve's favorite song and they're here?
I did not do that.
Okay. But then
missed opportunity.
The next day on Sunday, it was Emo Night Carnival, and it was just a whole day festival. Cobra Starship, 303, those bands like headlined. They actually played inside. There was DJ sets. There was carnival games. There was actually delicious food there.
Is that where you got the tattoo?
No, that was just a whole other just random thing that they did at a pop-up shop at a tattoo. So I got the Emo Night tattoo.
And is that why you cried? Because it hurt?
No, I cried. I did not actually hurt that bad. I cried because I met the lead singer of The Starting Line, who I knew he was going to be there, but it was kind of one of those things I put to the back of my mind. And then all of a sudden, there's this guy playing acoustic, and I was like, oh my God, it's one of my favorite bands in the entire world, and he's playing an acoustic set.
I'm trying to think of what the hell song was starting on. Is this their big hit?
Yes.
Called Best of Me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're driving.
There's a whole thing. Yeah.
There it is.
And yeah, it was just so cool because he was playing up on this like kind of like rooftop, like, but it was like a DJ set. But he was like up there, and then all of a sudden he comes down, and I was like, "Can I take a picture with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You're my favorite ever, man."
Is that what you said?
Yeah. And like, of course, my girlfriend's taking the picture and she's like, he's obsessed with you.
Oh my gosh. And he's
sir,
nice
you
guy,
complete
though?
Me. You complete everything about me.
Dude, he was the nicest guy. And he was just like, thank you so much for always supporting. And he was just like, That's awesome. Couldn't have been a cooler day.
So you walked away just completely buzzing.
I'm so excited. We have Emo Night this Saturday at Numos here in Seattle. And I was like, I'm still riding such a high from this thing. I just want to come back home and do an Emo Night here.
You don't need a break from, you're not all emoed out?
No, I want more.
Steve, whenever it's I go a to, lifestyle.
Like, whenever I go to those like big WrestleMania weekends, I'm like, I'm good with wrestling for like the next 7 or 8 weeks, guys. That's awesome.
Based on Danny meeting one of his musical idols, nearly brought to tears. 206-803-ROCK. Who is that person for you? Who is someone that you met that made you emotional? Steve, do you have one?
Dave Grohl almost.
Oh, man.
I didn't break down to tears or anything like that, but I had a similar moment like Danny, although mine was even more cringy. Because the first time I was so fired up to meet him. My band just recorded a record, my old band Peter Parker, and I just go up to him and go, I play drums like you because of you, or something stupid. I mean, he was so cool about it. He's like, right on, man. And I go, here. And he's
no,
like, what's
you did
this?
Not give him a demo.
I'm like, it's my band's record. I just want you to, I want you to hear what you did. And as I walked away, I'm like, God, he's going to, if he plays and he's like, this sucks, he's going to be so mad at himself. I was like, what? I'm assuming he never even listened to it.
I bet he did.
No, you
threw
think?
It in the trash. No, I'm kidding.
He told his mistress, this idiot just came up to me. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
206.
I kid because I care.
803 Rock. Who is that person for you, Rockaholic? Someone that you met that made you emotional, or someone that if you did meet them, you would probably get emotional over it. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after The Clash.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Who is someone that you have met and that meeting made you emotional? Or someone that if you did meet them, you know for sure you would get emotional over meeting them. 206-803-ROCK. Pogi in Tacoma, who did you meet and it got you all choked up?
Well, probably my favorite vocalist all time. At least he's up there with Robert Plant and Layne Staley and Maynard. But Seattle's own the late, great Chris Cornell.
Man, you just kind of put together a Mount Rushmore of great rock vocalists without even trying. You're absolutely right.
He was such a cool guy, too. Like, I actually met him twice, both times after his solo shows at the Paramount.
Yep.
And the first time I got his autograph and stuff, and the second time I had ran into a friend of mine. We were both at the show by ourselves, so we kind of just hung out. And I was like, you know what I did last time I saw him here? And she's like, no, what's that? I said, well, we'll hang out after the show, and I'll show you. And he was getting ready to sign an autograph for me, and I said, hey, could I ask you a favor? And he's like, what's that? I said, will you sign hers first? And he thought it was cool that I was, like, putting her above myself or whatever. He probably didn't remember meeting me the first time, but he was like, that's cool. He said, you're getting the bro treatment. Like, he would have stood there for 5 minutes signing all kinds of stuff for me if I had it, but I had him sign the single soundtrack and my ticket stub. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it points with the lady and also points with Chris Cornell. You can't go wrong right there.
You know, it didn't hurt, that's for sure.
Dude, I'll be honest, man. There's been a few times where, like, working here has been such a cool thing as a kid that grew up loving that music, you know, grunge from New York and growing up in high school and just listening to all those bands and just thinking, like, these are larger than life people. And then getting to work here at this radio station, a station that broke a lot of those bands, and then they still have, like, when Chris was still around, like, he still had a lot of love for KSW.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jerry does as well, and a lot of those guys do. When they come into these studios, they it's like their guard is down, and it's almost like a comfort food for them as far as radio, because I'm sure they go to a lot of places and they're just like, ah, this is tough, but, like, this is a place that actually brought them a lot of success on a local level. And it's surreal to me whenever I'm, like, in the room with these guys, and they're just so cool, and they're just so nice, and I'm like, teenage version of Steve would be losing his... I mean, adult version of Steve is losing his mind.
Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Play it cool, man. Play it cool. Don't cry.
The one time I'll never forget, and it was like, you know, being a big Pearl Jam fan, being a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and I remember when Duff McKagan and Mike McCready came in studio together, and they brought our buddy Jeff Rouse, who's an incredible bassist. I was lucky enough to have him play bass in Bruce Brody with me, and they ended up doing a version of Wild Horses, Stones thing, and it was just so weird. Like, I'm standing a couple of feet away, not much, away from them, and they're just like, you know, oh, there it is. And it's just Duff strumming a guitar. I mean, if I yawned and, like, not that I was yawning because I'm tired, but if I put my arms out, I would have hit Mike McCready in the face. He was that close to me. I'm like, this...
It's magical.
Yeah, young Steve would just be like, this will never happen. This is ridiculous. I'm looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK and some cool stories. One person says, I'm a tow truck driver. Trucker Matt, I'm sorry. He said, CJ and the rest of Drowning Pool, they did a free concert at JBLM in support of the military.
Oh.
And they were the only famous people I've ever met, and they were awesome. Another person says, not to tears, but my girlfriend at the time and I did meet Hollywood Undead. You remember that band?
Yeah.
Very cool band. We both absolutely loved them, but the part that got me starstruck, other than talking to them and just hanging with them, was one of the members, Johnny Three Tears, slapped my ass. My ex was so jealous, and me being a 6'3" dude, him slapping my fat ass and complimenting me on my shirt was super epic.
I love that.
I wonder if that's just the thing with that band, because I played guitar for a band that opened for them one time,
okay.
And they came out and played on stage with us, and he grabbed my butt. You can literally see it in the video as he, like, ran on stage and was singing the song, and then grabbed my butt as he ran off.
Oh, yeah. That guy's known for being a serial dude butt fetish guy.
Hollywood Undead. Who would have known?
Honk, honk. Yesterday, it was a rough one for our friend Steve Miggs, who did not pull off a single win throughout the morning.
Nobody goosed my butt.
No. You had a perfect 10. Not you, but the person that played against you had a perfect 10. And then you had another loss, and then you had a tie. Can we do it again today, Rockaholics? Steve's got a record of 341 wins, 111 losses, and 59 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.